Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello and welcome back to the show. I am so excited for this episode. Listen, I'm so excited for all the episodes, but you know what I mean. This one is a little bit different. So it's the fifth Tuesday of the month. And if you had no idea, most months have four Tuesdays. So anytime that a month has a fifth Tuesday, which usually happens like three or four times a year, I like to do a fun, like BFF style, just kind of casual chit-chatty podcast episode. I don't know. I like to get to know the podcasters that I listen to on a more personal level sometimes. So hopefully you're interested in this kind of stuff. If you're not, will not hurt my feelings. And we will be back next week with our peaceful productivity style episodes. So this is, like I said, just for fun. And we do this whenever months have five Tuesdays instead of four. So I did this a couple months ago, like this exact topic, 10 products that I'm obsessed with right now. And you guys really seem to love it last time. So I was like, okay, then they'll probably like this one too. And I've discovered new products that I'm excited to share with you. And I do want to let you know before we jump into the products, I have a blog post on my website that has links to everything so that you don't have to like scurry around the internet like trying to find things. So if you are wanting to check out that blog post, just make sure to head to the show notes and we'll have it there for you. I will say some of the links that are there are affiliate links. So I do get a small kickback, very small, like minuscule kickback. So I do appreciate that. I like to be forward and transparent about it. But if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably have heard of all of these products already. And also you probably know that I'm very honest when I share products. Like I take a lot of pride in the fact that I only share things with you guys that I'm stoked about. Or if I try something that I'm not stoked about and somebody asks me, I'm like, hey, honestly, it didn't work for me. So this is not me blowing smoke up your butt in any way. Like these are products that I genuinely use, I genuinely love, and that I feel like have really made my life better in one way or another. I absolutely love seeing people's current favorites. So I love these kinds of things. So let me know on Instagram if this is an episode that you enjoyed. And if it is, maybe we'll do it like once a quarter or like twice a year or something like that. Or maybe seasonally would be fun, like seasonal favorites. So keep me posted on Instagram. Let me know the vibe and we'll stick with it. But I am going to jump into these 10 things. So the first one, and these are not in order. There's not like one is higher up than the other. Like these are all like on the same playing field, just things that, like I said, that make me happy, that have made my life better over the last couple of months. And one more little disclaimer before we really get into it. You don't need things to be fulfilled and be happy, okay? Like these things, yes, they make me happy, but like I don't find my identity in them, or like I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to tell you like you need to go spend all your money and buy all these things immediately. Like, no, that is not where my heart is coming from in this episode. I hope you know that. Like I said, these are just things that I've been using and enjoying over the last couple of months. So, okay, the first one that I want to share with you guys. And it feels very weird to be sharing this because I never, ever would have thought that I would be sharing this. It's a pair of jeans. Okay. I hate jeans. Well, I should say I hated jeans before I had a baby, after I had a baby. Like I wasn't a fan of jeans. I think because I was just really having a hard time finding a pair of jeans that fit my body well. Like I'm 5 feet tall, you guys. I'm a shorty and I have thick legs from lifting weights and I have a bigger backside. So it's really hard to find jeans that fit me well, that I feel good in, that I feel like confident and comfortable in. So when I found this pair of jeans, I'll tell you what they're called in a second. I bought them in three colors. Like, I'm not joking. I have them in black. I have them, and I think it's called like marble jean. So just like regular jean. And then I have like a lighter wash with like ripped up knees. So they are from Abercrombie, and the style of jean that they are called Curve Love High Rise 90s Relaxed Jean. Abercrombie's Curve Love line of jeans has been a game changer for me because, like I said, I just have a thicker lower half from lifting weights. Like, I'm very muscular in my lower half. So jeans tend to be like kind of loose on my waist and like suck the life out of my thighs. These don't do that. And like I said, when I put them on, like, I actually look forward to wearing jeans, which has never been the case for me. I just feel comfortable, confident in them, and I have worn them. They're the only jeans I wear now, to be honest. And every time I wear them, I get compliments out in person, on Instagram. People are like, where are those from? Like, those are just a great looking pair of jeans. And I'm like, they are a great feeling pair of jeans too. So again, they're the Abercrombie Curve Love High Rise 90s Relaxed Jean. And I'll have them linked in that blog post that I told you guys. So that is the first item. Item number two, this makes me feel a little bit old sharing this. It's an alarm clock. Okay. So it's called the Hatch Restore 2 alarm clock. I am obsessed with this thing. I have seen these all over the internet for years at this point. My best friend has one. She's had one for quite a while, and she's always talked about how great it is. And to me, I was like, that's so silly to spend money on an alarm clock. Like, I would rather just use my phone. There's an alarm clock built in. Why would I go and buy an alarm clock? I am eating my words, y'all, because first of all, it is beautiful. I'm looking at it right now because I record these episodes in my bedroom, and it is just so beautiful. Like, it's so aesthetically pleasing, which is important to me, honestly. But the way that it has transformed how I feel when I wake up is incredible. So I used to keep my phone like right by my bed because it was my alarm. And then I went through a phase where I plugged my phone in the bathroom and still used it as my alarm, but I would just have to like get up and walk to the bathroom and turn it off. Okay. I now get to wake up to the sound of birds chirping, and it is amazing. Instead of having my iPhone alarm blaring in my ear. But the cool thing is, so the way that the Hatch works, it tries to wake you up like as naturally as possible. So it starts going off, not going off. You'll see what I mean in a second. So I have my alarm set for 6 a.m. At 5:30, the alarm starts sending off like a faux sunrise into your room. So like the alarm starts lighting up. There's no sounds. It's just light. So it's like kind of copying what a sunrise does. And it's really good for your circadian rhythm. I think that's how you say that. But like your sleep and wake cycles, basically. So I like 5 out of 7 days of the week, I would say, I don't even get to the birds chirping part because that sunrise like light feature wakes me up, which I never expected. So I wake up so peacefully and I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, I'm getting up and like, I feel good. And you guys, I know it sounds crazy, but I have seen these things all over the internet. I thought they were silly. So worth it. I got mine during Black Friday. So I got like 30 or 40 bucks off or something. I would buy it again in a heartbeat. I absolutely love it so much. So that's number two. Number three, it kind of goes along with the alarm clock because it has to do with like my nighttime routine, and it is magnesium. So I have been drinking magnesium before bed for a couple months now at this point, and I 100% notice a difference on the nights that I drink it versus the nights that I skip it. So for example, last night my husband and I went to a concert and we got home late, and so I just went straight to bed. I didn't do like my magnesium drink. I could feel a difference when I woke up this morning, like 100%. So magnesium, I actually was taking it when I was pregnant because my midwives recommended it to help with sleep when I was pregnant. So I took it and I loved it, but then I ran out, the baby came, and then you know how it is with if you have a newborn, like, you know, you just things kind of just go out the window. And so I stopped taking it, and then I was having trouble sleeping for a while, probably 2 or 3 weeks. I was waking up at like 2 o'clock in the morning every single morning. I would wake up in the morning feeling groggy. That's why I got the alarm clock. That's why I started taking magnesium. We bought a new mattress. Like, I went in on kind of elevating my evening routine and really prioritizing like getting good quality sleep. And the magnesium has been a game changer. I've tried three different ones. So I tried one when I was pregnant, and then I've tried two in the past couple of months. And the one that has worked best for me is by First Form. So I use a lot of First Form supplements, and that might be why it's my favorite, because I know my body does well on their supplements. And my favorite flavor is the peach ring flavor. It is so good. I actually crave it before bed. It's definitely the best tasting one that I tried out of the three. And it's a powder. So you just like take a scoop of it. I mix mine. My favorite way to take it at night is I like to mix a tiny bit of cherry juice, tart cherry juice. I read an article once that was talking about how cherry juice and magnesium together are really good for sleep. So I just do a splash of cherry juice because I don't want to be drinking like a whole cup of it. That's, I don't know, too intense for me. So I do a splash of tart cherry juice, and then I like to put sparkling water with it, and then I mix it up with a little like handheld frother mixer thing, and then I just sip on it, and it's amazing and I love it. So that's my third favorite thing. My fourth thing that I want to share with you, it's also something that I use in the evening. I told you, one of my goals for 2024 was to elevate my evening routine. And I spent December and a lot of January kind of really digging into that. And so I'm feeling really good about my evening products, I guess. So this one, it's called Blue Facial Oil, and it's by Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is my go-to for clean skincare. I absolutely love Dime Beauty. You guys see me use it on Instagram. I talk about it all the time. I started using their stuff when I was pregnant. I started out by using their eyelash serum because it's and obviously I'm not a doctor. Don't take this as medical advice, yada, yada, yada. But it's said to be pregnancy safe eyelash serum. So that was really hard for me to find when I was pregnant. So that's how I discovered Dime. So I started using that, and then I was like, oh, they have other products too. So I tried out their skincare and I fell in love. And I was talking about on Instagram stories, and I was asking you guys like which products from Dime that you enjoy, because when I told you guys that I started using Dime, you guys were like, oh my gosh, yes, you're going to love it. It's changed my skin. I'm so glowy. Like, people are just really happy with the results. And so many people messaged me about this particular product, the Blue Facial Oil. They said, you have to try it. It's so amazing. You guys are right. It is so amazing. It smells so good. And it's helped with some of my like acne scarring. I had a little bit of acne scarring like under my chin, kind of like on my neck area. And it's really helped with that. So I love this stuff. It's the very last thing that I put on my face, like at the end of my evening skincare routine. So I do the restorative night cream or the TBT cream, whichever one I have. I kind of bounce between those two. It's like a moisturizing cream. And then I put the blue facial oil on top, and then I use the gua sha. I think that's how you say that. I never know how to say it. That little stone, you know what I mean? That you like, yeah, you know, maybe. If you don't, Google it. It's G-U-A-S-H-A. I think that's how you spell it. But I just absolutely love this, and I'm so grateful to you guys for introducing me to this stuff and telling me that I would love it, because you are 100% right. So that's number four. Number five, high top platform Converse. Okay. Like I mentioned earlier when I was talking about jeans, I'm a shorty. So when the platform shoe, like tennis shoe trend came in, I was stoked, because I was like, give me an inch or two and I'm happy, because it makes my clothes fit better, because it's hard for me to find clothes that fit well because I'm so short. So the high top platform Converse, I had wanted these for like a year, but I was like, will I actually wear them? Because I used to have a pair of just like regular, like flat, I guess, high top Converse, and I never wore them. They sat in my closet. I ended up donating them because they were just collecting dust. And so I was like, dang, I shouldn't get the platform ones because I probably am not going to wear them. But I finally took the plunge and I bought them. And I love them. They're so versatile. I like wearing them with jeans. You can wear them with dresses. You can wear them with leggings, like workout clothes. clothes. I just feel like they go with any type of outfit and they just like, I don't know, they make me feel put together, which maybe that sounds silly. I don't know, but I absolutely love them. And I love wearing them with these little frilly socks that I get from Amazon. I'll make sure to link the socks that I like to wear with them as well. I get a lot of questions. This is so funny. But anytime I have these socks on, people are like, where did you get those socks? And I'm like, dude, they're from Amazon. And they're super affordable and they look very cute with like these high top Converse. So I'll link both of those. I'm actually going to put a note right now in my work stuff to put – this is live action, guys. This is what it's like. Behind the scenes look at remembering to put links places. So put socks link. Okay. Got that. So – but yeah, the high top Converse, they're way more comfortable than I thought. I was a little bit nervous that with the platform it would feel just like – unnatural to walk and that my foot like wouldn't bend. So I think that's another reason why I put it off so long, but they are super comfortable. They're true to size. I wear a size 6 in most tennis shoes. I got a size 6 and I feel like I have plenty of room in them even with the socks on. So highly recommend. I have the white ones with like the black detail, so like black lines and like the black Converse logo. And like I said, I have already got so much use out of them. I definitely have got my money's worth and I love them. Okay. So that's number 5. Number 6, this one is it's a lipstick. So I don't know how to say the brand, but I'm going to try my very best. Kosas? Kosas is how you spell it. And the whole name of the product is Kosas Weightless Lip Color Nourishing Satin Lipstick. Okay, so that's a long name. I'll have it linked for you so you don't have to try to remember it all. But my favorite shade is Vegas. So I love like a nude lip, but it has to be like your shade of nude. You know what I mean? Like it sometimes if I try like a nude lipstick that I see somebody else recommend, it like completely washes my lips out and I look like I don't have a mouth and it looks very scary. Like it, yeah. So I think you know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know. It reminds me of like a Dementor from like Harry Potter or something. I don't know. Not the vibe. So I tried a couple of different nude shade lipsticks this winter and this is my shade. Have you guys heard of that? I know you can't answer me because you're listening, but you know, it's like your lips, but better. I feel like this is my that color. Like it's my lips, but better. It just like brings out the natural color of my lips. Like I said, the shade that I use is Vegas. They have a lot of good nude shades. And I did a little bit of research, not a ton. So do your own research, but this is a cleaner makeup brand. I don't know if it's 100% clean, but it's definitely on the cleaner side. So I get it at Sephora. And I also use, this isn't a favorite, I guess it kind of could be, but I use their brow product as well. It's like Airlift Brow or something. Because my hair isn't naturally red. Shocker if you didn't know. So I use their auburn color to like just make my brows kind of match my hair a little bit more. It was so hard to find a brow product in Auburn and they had one and that's how I found the brand and I absolutely love it. So again, the lipstick is Kosas Weightless Lip Color Nourishing Satin Lipstick, and my shade is Vegas, but check out all of their nude shades and see which one you think would work best for like your lip color, your skin tone, all that stuff. But the formula feels so good. It definitely comes off. Like if you are using – oh, this is one of my pet peeves. When I'm drinking out of my Stanley and I have lipstick and there's just like lipstick all over my Stanley straw, I think it's so disgusting. But I mean, it happens. So that's number 6. Number 7, this one's kind of random, but it truly is a favorite that we found a couple months ago. It's chickpea macaroni and cheese. And I post about this on Instagram a lot of the times that I'm sharing Everly's meals. She loves this stuff. Adam and I love this stuff. And the cool thing is it's mac and cheese, but it's higher in protein and lower in carbs. I think the whole box of mac and cheese is like, I don't know, around like 500 calories, and there's quite a bit of protein in it. And so it just, to me, it tastes really good. Like I crave it. Everly and I will split a box together. Like her and I can crush a whole box together, but the brand is Banza, Banza. We use their mac and cheese. They have like linguine noodles that are chickpea, and all their noodles are higher in protein and lower in carbs. So I use we really don't use regular pasta in our house. We just use the Banza chickpea pasta and chickpea mac and cheese. And it is so good. Like, my mouth is actually watering right now talking about it. So check it out. We get ours at Whole Foods. But in the blog post, I linked the Bonzo website and the exact mac and cheese that we use. So I'm sure probably on their website they have like where you can find us or something like that. Or maybe you can buy it straight from them. I don't know. But we get ours at Whole Foods. So that's number seven. Number eight, my eighth current favorite. This is a website. It's called Photo Koala. I have been getting a lot of pictures printed ever since becoming a mom, especially because I was working on Everly's baby book in December, which the baby book that I did for her is Stash Story is what it's called. I really love it. It's simple, but it gets everything that I wanted like out it to like make into a memory book, like out of my brain and into the book. It didn't feel overwhelming to do. That was the biggest thing. I wanted one that was simple, pretty, and didn't feel overwhelming. And I love it because there's space in there to like post about each of her birthdays up until she's like 10, I think. Love the Photo Koala website because it's super affordable to get your photos printed. The photos come pretty fast in the mail, and there's a lot of different styles that you can get your photos printed as. So we have a Polaroid wall in our house where it's just like it's what it sounds like, a bunch of Polaroids on the wall. And to be honest, I kind of slacked off on taking Polaroid pictures because we have an actual like Polaroid camera, and I kind of slacked off on taking Polaroid pictures during Everly's first year of life. I took a lot of phone photos, but not a lot of Polaroids. So I was able to take my phone photos and print them off to look like Polaroids so I could put some of our memories on the Polaroid wall. Maybe that's cheating. I don't know, but you can't tell from far away. So you can do that. Her first birthday board, if you guys saw that on my Instagram where I shared all of, or it's like a wooden board to display all of her monthly photos. So like her 1 month, 2 month, 3 month photos, like all those that I took her whole first year of life. I got those printed out, and it was one of the only places that I could find that would let me print a photo size 3x3 because that's what I needed for that board. So you can get the photos printed like pretty niche sizes, which was really cool. And like I said, the quality is so good. It's so affordable. They came in the mail really quickly. So highly recommend if you're looking for somewhere to get your photos printed, Photo Koala. I think that's how you say it. And then my ninth current favorite, it's two, so I'm kind of cheating, but they go together. They go together. So they are two essential oil blends. I have been dabbling in using Simply Earth essential oils just because they're a little bit more affordable. Okay, a lot of it more affordable than Young Living. I still use Young Living products, but Simply Earth, their quality is just as high. And they're just way more affordable. And I really, really, really love a lot of their blends. And a blend is like when they kind of mix oils for you and create like a scent. And so my two favorite, Good Vibes, that is my favorite one to have diffusing in my office when I'm working. It's a very like clean, bright smelling oil, and it just helps me stay focused. I love it. And then the other one, I love diffusing in our bedroom during the day and in the living room during the day, and it's called Lava. Oh my gosh, it is so good. It reminds me of, I think it's called the Volcano Candle from Anthropology. If you guys know what I'm talking about, I think it's called the Volcano. You know what? I'm going to Google it. Please hold. Let's Google this. Volcano Candle. I told you this is a BFF style episode. Okay. We're not even going to edit this out. Yeah. The Volcano Capri Blue Volcano fragrance. Yeah. That. Okay. That thing. If you've smelled that at Anthropology, I love how that smells, but I don't like burning the candles in my house because of the toxins. So I prefer to use oils. And so when I found this one, I was so excited, you guys. It smells incredible. Like I said, I love to diffuse it in our living space and in the bedroom. And then you know what? I wasn't going to share this one because it's newer to me, but I've been using it the past couple of nights and it is so good. This is the one that I'm diffusing in our bedroom at night. So for when like I'm going to sleep and doing my evening routine, hold on, let me grab it. It's like, I think it's called Downtime, but I want to make sure. Yeah. Okay. It's called Downtime, and the oils that are in it, frankincense, marjoram, bergamot, lavender, and hoewood. It smells so good. I'm going to smell it real quick. Yeah. It smells like lavender, but like with like a little bit of woodsy vibe in it. Like, oh, it is my new favorite oil to diffuse when I'm going to sleep. So that is number nine, those three oils. I know it's three in one, but it's fine. It's fine. So Good Vibes is the one that I like to diffuse in my office. Lava is the one that I like to diffuse like in our living space and in our bedroom during the day. And then Downtime is my favorite one to diffuse in our bedroom at nighttime, like as we're winding down and going to sleep. So I absolutely love them. And then number 10, this one will probably not be a shocker, because you guys see me wearing these all the time on Instagram, and they are the Vitality workout sets. So if you see me on Instagram wearing like the matching workout set that's like the sports bra and the biker shorts, it's from Vitality, 100%. They are my favorite sets to work out in. I feel confident in them. I feel comfortable in them. They don't show my sweat, which is a miracle. I only used to wear black workout clothes because I'm a sweaty girly when I work out, okay? I am not one of those girls who walks out of the gym like looking like I didn't work out. No, my face is beet red. I am dripping like your girl's a sweater. And I live in Florida, so like I just sweat just living, period. Like breathing makes me sweat here. You know what I mean? So these are the only workout clothes that I've ever found that I could wear in color and that I don't have sweat marks all over it, looking like I peed myself when I finished working out. So they're comfortable, they're functional, and they don't show sweat. They're squat proof. They are absolutely amazing. And let me tell y'all, I used to be a personal trainer, and I have tried out so many activewear brands, so many. And this is hands down my favorite one. Vitality and Lululemon are pretty much the only two brands that I wear to work out in because they're just such good quality. So yeah, the specific products are, it's called the Cloud 2 Scoop Bra and then the Cloud 2 Volley Short. So I like the Volley Short better than the Biker Short because they're a little bit shorter and I'm short. So when I have like biker shorts on that are too long, it looks a little funny. So I prefer the Volley Short because they're shorter. But if you like a longer short, you can go with the biker style. Like they have this material in biker style short as well. It's called Cloud for a good reason. They are so soft. I wear them even when I'm not working out because they make me feel so put together and so cute because I'm like, wow, look at me in my workout set. Like I have my life together. You know what I mean? So absolutely love Vitality workout sets. And that is it. That is the 10th current product that I am obsessed with right now. These are kind of all over the place, right? Like there was a lot of clothing, some nighttime routine stuff, lipstick, food, photos, essential oils. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope it was fun. Like I said, don't feel pressure that you need to go like buy all these things. They're just things that I have been trying over the last probably like year because I've been using some of this stuff for over a year, that I've just really loved and wanted to share with you guys. Again, let me know over on Instagram if you enjoyed this episode, if you would like to see me do these like seasonally or maybe like, you know, once or twice a year. I'm happy to do them. I think they're so fun. I love when other people do them. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.